You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back here on New Hampshire Now. With 914-15 and ConcordNewsRadio.com, I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the program. This hour of the show brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services. And this segment of the show presented by New England College's new Masters of Arts in Public Policy program. For information, go to nec.edu/public policy. Classes begin in January online or in Concord. Again, for more information, nec.edu/public policy. It is Christmas time, and we are heading to Santa's Village here on this hour of the New Hampshire Now program. Santa's Village having a special New Year's Eve celebration, as they do each year for families up in Jefferson, New Hampshire. And that's where we headed to take in Christmas time at Santa's Village. We start with, you know, one of the things that is very important about Christmas, but generally gets pushed to the back. I mean, Thanksgiving's generally all about family and food and pies and all that. But Christmas has that element, too, where baked goods are an important part of Christmas. You know, the cookies, the Christmas cookies are an important part. And to me, there is no better cookie than the Gingerbread Man. And we headed to the Gingerbread House. They have an actual gingerbread house at Santa's Village to talk with two of the bakers about how they make the world's best gingerbread cookies.
Continue now at Santa's Village. We're going to learn about one of the most important parts of Christmas, and that is the baking side of things. And we are inside the Gingerbread House, and we're looking around and seeing gingerbread men are aligning the area around the oven here where they make the gingerbread cookies. There is a huge amount of... I need this type of a gingerbread container for our home. There's probably about several gallons of gingerbread mix in there. We're joined by Carrie and Ellie. They are both in charge of making the gingerbread men and women here at Santa's Village. So, in my view, this is the home of the best gingerbread cookie. How have you guys gone about doing that?
We have fun doing it. We just bake all the time. I mean, I make between 600 and 800 gingerbread when we're open daily. People love it. They just love the gingerbread.
So Liam and I think that we have found a special key to getting more gingerbread for your dollar. And we think that if you get the girl gingerbread, since she has the dress, even though we're boys and you generally think we would get the boy gingerbread, we always get the girl gingerbread because you get a little more. Are we on to something? Is that true?
There's more surface area in the angel or girl gingerbread than there is on the boy gingerbread.
There we go. We figured it out. So you make 600 to 800 gingerbread cookies per day. And so what time do you get in here in order to get started?
I'm usually here by 8. Okay. 8 until we close.
The park opens generally around 11 during. So you'll cook it in the oven here. And how many will you cook it at once?
We put 10 per sheet. Yeah. And therefore, when we plate them up to serve, it's 10 per stack. And you know, it's just a good time. We try to make equal amounts of boys and girls. So
which one sells more, the girl or the boy?
The boy, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
despite
I
the fact
people like the just the genuine idea of the gingerbread man.
Right. When you think of gingerbread man, that's what comes about. You don't necessarily think about the gingerbread angel or girl. So obviously this is the gingerbread house. Gingerbread is, in my view, kind of the predominant like Christmas type cookie. What are some of the other more famous or really good cookies for Christmas in your view?
Sugar cookie with sprinkles, triple chocolate, and actually a lot of people like the whoopie pies and the cinnamon rolls.
So you guys have those here as well. There's a gingerbread whoopie pie as well.
Yes, we make those just about every other day, and people love those. They're great. They're filled with cream cheese frosting. And I guess they've been made the same way forever. I've been here 5 years making them the same way. People love it. People come in just asking for the gingerbread whoopie pie.
So you have your materials behind you. There's molasses, ground cinnamon, ground ginger, nutmeg. So you make it all from scratch, basically, and you add in those types of items?
And some water. Yeah, we're not going to give away all our secrets, but yeah.
That's what I was getting at. I was hoping I just left it out there for you to. Is that the secret, top secret gingerbread cookie manual up there?
Yeah,
so why don't we go over, walk over here, and I'll send Liam over behind me, and we'll see if we can acquiesce that from you.
Is that too high? Can you reach that? No.
So we mentioned, you know, some of the other items that you have here for Christmas time, And is when you think about baking around Christmas time, obviously there's the items that you have here, but what are there's certain things that are synonymous with Thanksgiving, like pies, and you think about apple pie or pumpkin pie, so forth. Is there a particular, you know, baked item outside of the gingerbread cookie which you think is kind of a really good Christmas type of dessert item that is perhaps underrated?
Santa's Village has an apple crisp, and I guess it goes crazy. People love it. I've had it. It's great. We serve that over at Frosty's, and I think Dasher's maybe. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. We can't forget about our donuts, too. Donuts, mm-hmm. Everyone loves those. Any holiday, donuts are good.
Donuts and apple cider.
Yes, apple cider.
So donuts and apple cider are a big key. How about the whoopie pie? Is whoopie pie something that's, you know, a New Hampshire type thing? Or it's, I think of that more of the South, right?
I think it's more of a Maine product.
Maine product? Interesting. And, you know, I assume that the gingerbread cookies are the best seller here, since this is a gingerbread house.
Yes.
And you would probably come to a gingerbread house for gingerbread cookies. Now, the best part, though, is you actually get to decorate the cookies as well. You mentioned you bake 600 to 800 cookies per day. How much frosting? Any idea how much frosting you go through?
Gallons. Just gallons of frosting. I mean, when I make it by the 50-pound bag of sugar.
You just, like, you wonder, like, what if you decided you're going to take, like, all the frosting or gingerbread cookies for, like, let's say a month here at Santa's Village, you wonder, like, how much it would probably fill this room full of frosting.
I'm sure it would. It would be phenomenal. It really would be.
Well, thank you both for spending some time with us. You guys do a great job here at the gingerbread house, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by, and have a great holiday. Merry Christmas.
All right, up next here on our Santa's Village special, we are going to go to Reindeer Rendezvous. It is a barn where you can find Santa's reindeer. You can feed Santa's reindeer at Santa's Village in Jefferson, New Hampshire. Then we will ride the Chimney Drop, which is a ride that simulates what it is like for Santa on Christmas night as he drops down the chimney of millions of homes across the world. What does that feel like when Santa does that? This ride simulates that actual feeling and activity. And we're going to do that with Lenny, who is the chief rides elf at Santa's Village. And of course, we save the best for last, an interview with Santa Claus himself coming up here on New Hampshire Now. 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health. And this segment of the show presented by New England College's new Masters of Arts in Public Policy program. Check out nec.edu/public policy.
Listen to New Hampshire Now on WKXL.
Did not see me creep and downstairs to have a beat. Well, she thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom past the street. But let me tell you that I saw Mama tickle Santa Claus underneath the beard so snowy white. And what a laugh it would have been if a daddy would have walked right in and saw Mama kissing Santa Claus last night. Hey.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
We continue at Santa's Village. We're in Reindeer Rendezvous, where you can meet all of your favorite reindeer, except for Rudolph, who's out front greeting guests, but Dasher, Prancer, Donner, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, and somebody I forgot are all here in Reindeer Rendezvous. Christian Gaynor is here with us. He is part of the ownership family, and this is an amazing place, Santa's Village, where we get so excited to come up here in the wintertime, summertime too, but the winter is even more special, believe it or not. And as I've told this story many times before, and we've had friends who've come up this year, and some who are going to come up in future years. I mean, when we first heard about the concept of going out and riding rides and it's 20 degrees and snowing, it was not all that enticing. But when we came here, we found out that it is absolutely magical, and we found ourselves coming here every single year and excited to do so. And we're joined again by Christian and Jim Miller, who is the chief marketing elf and also reindeer flight coordinator here at Santa's Village. We'll start with Christian, and first tell us the story of how Santa's Village came to be and why your family decided to make this home, to make Santa more accessible to us here in North America.
Back in the 60s, my grandfather had a business in Lancaster, New Hampshire, doing dry cleaning.
And, actually in the 50s, I believe.
The 50s. We've been open for 65 years, but it was in the 50s. And he wanted to find another business outside of dry cleaning that would bring more joy to people's lives. And it was the height of the roadside attractions. Mm-hmm. So as he was actually driving down Route 2 in front of the very site where Santa's Village is, a deer jumped out in the middle of the road, and he slammed on his brakes, and the deer crossed the road. And my mother, who was 3 at the time, said to her father, "Daddy, was that one of Santa's reindeer?" And that's all the inspiration he needed to start Santa's Village. And he bought the property in 1952 and started the park in 1953.
I love, you know, the roadside attraction type of concept, and at times it's challenging, and people who, families who own it, whether it's the Clarks, I got to know a group of individuals, a family in just outside of Fort Myers when I go down for the Red Sox in spring training, who own an alligator roadside attraction where you feed alligators, which is a fun concept. Have you ever done that? You put your hand out over the water, the alligator jumps, and it's called fast hands or no hands. But that's, you know, they have talked, you know, about the difficulties of that, but it stays alive and flourishes because of the family's commitment to it being successful. So, from your perspective, I mean, what is the joy that it has brought your family? And talk about the commitment to allowing Santa's Village to continue and to flourish.
There's family pride, just knowing what my parents did, my grandparents have done before us, and what they've helped create here at Santa's Village. We take that pride, we look at what they've done, and we don't want to let anybody down, and we only want to make Santa's Village greater and more joyful for the generations to come. And now that we are on our 4th generation and of workers here at Santa's Village for my family, they're going to hopefully continue that tradition, and we'll carry on the tradition for all of the wonderful families that come here to the park.
And Jim, it seems like there has been, you know, growth here over the last couple of years, where there are more attractions than there were before. There's land, obviously, for continuation. You know, we've seen the fact that this is actually getting, you know, bigger to some extent over the last few years.
Yeah, we're always looking to make it a little bit better, add a little something different, or improve something that, you know, as time might have passed. And the great thing is always about Santa's Village, if you came here in 1953, you're going to recognize things that you saw back then. And the even better part of that is that if you come here right now, your kids are going to have a blast anyway, because, you know, while still preserving the best of the old, this is a fully modern, up-to-date, state-of-the-art theme park.
Now, surely, you know, the White Mountains are a tremendous attraction, and, you know, whether it's wintertime, the skiing, you know, some of the resorts, the grand resorts, the hotels that are around here, but there's a lot of space in between, you know, each of the attractions. How have you gone about creating an environment where people continue to come back despite the fact that, I'm not going to say this is out in the middle of nowhere, but this is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And that's, there's not, you drive up here, there's a couple hotels, but, you know, there's no restaurants. The resort, White Mountain View Grand Resort is a couple miles down the road, but that's, you know, kind of it. How have you gone about creating an environment where, and do you find that most of the people who are here today are people who have come before and are people like me, or do you are constantly kind of turning over a new group of folks?
Well, there's always a lot of turnover because the park itself is geared for kids, you know, 12 and under for the most part. And we like to keep it that way. We don't want to, you know, bands of teenagers wandering around, parents dropping off kids and running around. That's a family atmosphere. Parents, grandparents, and kids all together here. So we do that, and that's where our focus remains, and we're true to that. And also, we just recognize we have to get better every year because, as you say, it's you're not just stopping by on your way to something else. If you're coming to Santa's Village, it's because you're coming to Santa's Village.
The other thing you do is there's a commitment to some music parks you go to, and it gets very, very crowded. You wait in long, long lines, and that's kind of, you know, the expectation. Here, you kind of try to mind the gap where you want to have people here because obviously that's how you make money, but you also want to have too crowded. In fact, on Saturday prior to us talking, we had good friends who came up, and because it was so crowded, gave people passes to come back another time. Talk about that as trying to find a happy medium for make sure that everyone enjoys a good experience.
Well, that is the key. We want to make sure everybody enjoys a great experience when they're here. And we always, every day that we're open in our operating season, we always give people a return pass if they come during the final 3 hours that we're open. And sometimes when we have more people here than we're used to, which, you know, your friends might have mentioned here that we were very popular that day they were here, we'll start that maybe prior to the last 3 hours. And the reason we do that anyway is we know that in 3 hours you really can't get the full experience while you're here. And in a day when we have a lot of people here, more than we're used to, you know, probably even 4 hours isn't enough. So we'll start, you know, giving a return pass for another visit earlier than the 3 hour time frame. So that's part of what we do, so that, you know, you come in, you've made the 3 hour trip to get here in the first place, you got 3 hours to get home in the second place. In the meantime, we want to make sure whatever time you spend here, you feel good about being here. And if you don't get everything in, you'll have a chance to come back and do it.
All right, so that's Jim joining us here as we are inside of Reindeer Rondo. We're going to meet with Santa here in just a little bit, and you have obviously a very special relationship with Santa, which I'm hoping you're going to divulge some information in regards to, because this is, you know, Santa's home away from home, if you will. Now, do you have him on some sort of a contract? Is it a lifetime contract? How have you been able to, you know, finagle this arrangement with the big fella?
Well, I know Christian doesn't like me to talk about the contracts that we have with Santa. And Santa's really very nice. He loves it here. That's why he's here. And that's, you know, you don't really need a contract. When you provide something that somebody loves, they'll keep coming back.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you're playing for the Red Sox and you like playing, it's like a Dustin Pedroia type contract where you got a friendly discount, I would assume, correct?
Well, like I say, you know, it's there's no contract necessary. He's, you know, Santa, you know, Dustin Pedroia, you know, as good as he is, he's no Santa.
I'll say that.
That's fair. I don't think that anybody's going to disagree with that. And one of the great parts of Santa's Village is that there are rides. The kids enjoy that. But there's also, you know, experiences and a creation of kind of fulfillment of what a child's dream is about. When they think about Santa Claus or the North Pole, or in this case, we're in the reindeer barn. There are reindeer games behind us. You can hear the balls bouncing in the backdrop. You can fling rings on the reindeer's antlers, not the real reindeer, the other reindeer's antlers on the in there as well, and feed the reindeer. As I mentioned, they each kind of come up to their spot. Unfortunately, we have been unable to get you to allow us to stay after hours for when you are coordinating the reindeer flight demonstrations, but maybe perhaps at some point we can make that happen.
No, that's pretty secret. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, a kid's dream of what, you know, a place that Santa would love, I mean, that's where Christian can really speak to. He grew up here and, you know, he can, you know, he helps provide the vision as to how this gets even better every year.
Yeah, we are Santa's Village. We're not just an amusement park. We are a theme park, and not just a steel park with a bunch of rides. There are plenty of attractions that we want families to experience all together, and they don't have to be rides. Yes, it's really cool to have a first roller coaster ride here at Santa's Village, and if you came here today or yesterday, you can have a first roller coaster ride in the snow. No other amusement park can you go on a roller coaster in the snow. But we also have the reindeer, the blacksmith, visit with Santa, and the most popular attraction here at Santa's Village is the alphabet game, where kids can run around and work on getting all of the elves of the alphabet, and at the end of the day, know that they've accomplished something within Santa's Village and be rewarded for it. So while a lot of other amusement parks like to focus on rides, we have just a grander experience that it's rides, but it's also the other attractions, the other ancillary activities that children of all ages can enjoy.
Yeah, Liam has gone about doing this, my seven-year-old, in alphabetical order. We've gotten to G, but by the end of the day, we're going to break it down and have it completely done. He needed a little bit of an extra, twist to it this year. In concluding, I think one of the great things as well is that we all wonder what it's like to be Santa on that night. And there are a couple of realistic rides which allow for the opportunity to get a feel for what it's like to be Santa. The chimney drop. What is it like? What does it feel like when you go down the chimney? And I didn't really think about how you probably feel it in the belly. And I wonder, we'll ask Santa about this. Like, is he gotten to the point where he just, you know, is immune to that drop and it just kind of happens? Because you feel when you're dropping through the chimney, you get that sensation in your belly when you're going down. So we'll ask him about that. The other thing is the Rudy's Rapid Transit, a feel for what it's like to fly as Santa, the different patterns from which you fly and angles and so forth, which is great. So it fulfills, as you mentioned, every childhood and old child, as parents are. I'm not speaking for myself necessarily, but you're kind of living through your children once you get older, and you start to want to experience some of the things that you had, that you either didn't have or did have when you were a child, through the eyes of your children. So certainly that's the goal and the focus here, Christian.
Yeah, well, when parents do bring their kids here, chances are they've been here before as children. And again, we're working on four generations now, and I had somebody come in today and said, I asked them when they were last here, and they said probably before I was born. So that's 41 years ago. And by creating those memories with these children, we're almost ensuring future generations to come back to the park to experience with their children, again, the magic here that happens at Santa's Village.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now here on 1-9, 1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com at Santa's Village. This hour of the program brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the show presented by the Concord Photo Service, the Photo Idea Center, located 29 North Main Street in Concord. Concord Photo Service, working to preserve your memories to last a lifetime.
Listening to New Hampshire Now on WKXL.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on special night?
Santa comes around on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Boots and suit of red.
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit of red.
Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho ho ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back here on New Hampshire Now. 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Reinbisch. Joining us for the program this hour of the show brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services. In this segment of the show, presented by Generations Dental Care, makes going to the dentist an enjoyable experience for your entire family. Find out what exceptional dentistry is all about by checking out GenerationsDental.com. Well, we head to a place here on this hour of the program where they didn't have to be told that you could say Merry Christmas. It is Santa's Village up in Jefferson, New Hampshire, a true gem here in the Granite State, and we are going to head out on a ride right now here on the New Hampshire Now program that simulates what it is like for Santa on Christmas night when he drops down the chimney and when he goes back up the chimney. Again, it's a really true once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to gather and feel what it's like to be the big guy on the big night. And we are joined by Lenny, the rides elf, for this particular ride on the chimney drop.
We're at Santa's Village with Lenny, who is in charge of rides, the Illumination Show. He is one of Santa's most significant
elves here at Santa's Village, and we're about to go on one of the best rides at Santa's Village. It is Santa's Chimney Drop, which allows for us to feel exactly what it's like for Santa on Christmas night when he goes down the chimney. Lenny, tell us about this ride and some of the kind of the vision behind it that allows kids to get that feeling and sensation of what it's like to be Santa.
Right. Well, the ride's been here for a couple of years now, and it's a basic drop ride, a spring ride, and we had the concept of turning it into a chimney because it kind of looked like one when we saw it in the first place.
You're doing great so far. We're actually on the ride right now, and it's dropped up and down, and your voice didn't even break one bit.
Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely a fun ride.
And that's really, you know, the best part of Santa's Village is that all of these rides are ones that you can go on with your kids. You can enjoy the rides. And, I mean, it's fun. I mean, this ride is fun in itself, but it's also something that the kids can do and enjoy.
Exactly. That is the whole idea. I mean, the little ones just really, really take it as a, you know, a real sensation. I mean, it is, obviously. It's just perfect for little ones especially.
And another one of the rides here, which allows you to kind of simulate what it's like for Santa on Christmas night, is Rudy's Rapid Transit, which has the same feeling. It's a roller coaster that gives a thrill to adults and kids.
Exactly. Actually, you're doing pretty good here, too, with us up and down like this. Yep. No, we still got Rudy's doing his thing at the front of the coaster, like he has been for I don't know how many years now. But, yeah, definitely. The kids love that ride. The cold air in your face like that for... it's got to be a good few minutes there. You come off red-cheeked every time.
So Jim was telling me a little about some of the creativity and ingenuity that you guys have here at Santa's Village. And we'll stay on. We'll do it again, Liam. Let's do it one more time. And he was telling me about some of the creativity and ingenuity that you have here at Santa's Village. They have a new YouTubing ride. And it was really interesting to see and that you put in a new belt here, which you guys kind of created.
We had to do something. At the top of that thing, you got to push people. We used to use a kind of like a custom-made push stick, I guess you would call it, to push people off. And it's really a relative thing. If you're trying to, if you weigh 150 and you're trying to push 250, it gets a little difficult. So we came up with a motorized belt that actually is just short-timed. So we press the button and it brings you right to the edge of the drop and just gently let you off the top. It works very, very well.
So what goes into when you have a problem with one of the rides? Because certainly that happens all the time. It happens, you know, in vehicles or in anything where you'll have difficulties where you have to go about, you know, fixing the problems that may exist. Are the rides similar in how they operate where that you can, you know, there's certain parts that you can, you know how to fix it, or are they very different in how they work mechanically?
They actually are quite different. Every one of them is different, but we keep the changeable parts on record, and in stock, most of the stuff that we would change on the fly. I mean, on occasion, we do have some bigger parts that need replacement, and we'll do what we need to do, but we generally do 99% of our own maintenance when it comes to that kind of stuff.
It's Lenny. It's Lenny joining us here. Jacques is loading us onto the ride here again. So we're going to go one more time to simulate this and see if I can break you mid sentence,
right,
and
see if I can tell
from listening that we are going up and down here on the chimney drop, which simulates Santa's drop through the chimney on Christmas night. Is here we go again.
Wow.
And one of the other great things about Santa's, you can do an amazing job in putting the light show on here as well. What goes into that?
Oh, it's, well, actually, now that it's been running for the last couple of years, it's less work than it was. It's still the same amount of work to you know, put it in place, but I don't have to do all the initial programming that I had to do in the first place. So now I can kind of exchange one song for another and keep it fresh and not have to really work too hard at it.
The other thing too is the soundtrack here, and whether it's, you know, the summer or it is the winter, the soundtrack here has just great Christmas song after great Christmas song. Is it something that you guys program, or do you get a specific channel for it?
Actually, no, we do program that, and that actually isn't me. Our IT guy is the one that has put the mix together. And he tries to keep it updated by, you know, exchanging or adding any relevant songs. So when he hears that somebody is looking for a song that's not in our repertoire, then he'll add it in there. But as a general rule, he goes by what he finds online, you know, what the popular songs are. And so far, he's done a very good job at it.
Final thing with Lenny, the chief rides elf here at Santa's Village. What would you say is the most popular ride here?
I would have to say it's our new spin coaster, for sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Outside of that, this one has actually become quite popular. But between the coaster and the spin coaster and this one, I think spin coaster is holding out only because it's...
Well, Lenny, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
All right, Lenny right there here on New Hampshire Now. 1914-15 ConcordNewsRadio.com. Well, I know you've all been waiting, and it is almost time for our interview with Santa Claus. A lot of very important questions to ask the big guy this year. And, you know, I can't ask all the questions myself, so I decided to bring in somebody with a bit of a unique and different perspective to help me on this interview. He is my 7-year-old son, Liam, will join me for the conversation with Santa Claus inside Santa's home at Santa's Village in Jefferson, New Hampshire. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This Hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the show brought to you by Generations Dental Care.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now on WKXL.
To see for rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring for rum-ba-bum-bum. To set before the king for rum-ba-bum-bum. 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 So
you're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Back here on New Hampshire Now, 91450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. We have had all the opening acts here at Santa's Village so far, and it's time now for the big fellow himself, Santa Claus, to join us on the program. We always appreciate the time that it takes. Of course, Santa Claus is one of the most famous people in the world, and we appreciate him taking some time for us and the time that he spends here in the Granite State as well. Santa, thanks for having us back, and I'm sure this must be a busy time of year for you as you get ready for the big night.
Well, thanks for coming back, and yeah, we're pretty busy. As you can see today, we've got a pretty good crowd here, and we're staying busy making toys and stuff for everybody, so we're ready to go.
Good stuff. As Liam, my 7-year-old, is here as well. He has some questions for Santa Claus, so we'll bring him in here along the way. I was thinking as we were walking through the park, the song started playing about pickle Christmas cookies or something like that. And, you know, you must get a lot of really strange things left for you. And Liam, you know, is a bit of a picky eater. I don't know if he wants me to be saying some of the negative things about him in front of Santa Claus, given what's coming up. But, yeah, he's a picky eater. Sometimes he won't eat everything that he doesn't like. And I'm wondering for you, like, if you see a pickle Christmas cookie for you on Christmas night, are you going to eat it?
Liam, to be honest with you, sometimes they're hard to eat because they don't taste too good. But I like most all kinds of cookies, but those pickled ones, oh boy, you got to have your taste buds are got to be ready for those. I'll tell you that. What do you say? Those pickled cookies, oh boy, they're rough to take sometimes. Would you eat one, Liam?
No.
All right, did you have any questions for Santa?
Do you take practice flights?
Pardon me?
Do you take practice flights?
Oh, I sure do. Oh, yes, I do. We got to get used to it. We go for short runs, you know, just to get used to each other, because we only do it once a year, so we got to practice a little bit so we do everything right.
So before this, we went on chimney drop, and that's the first of two rides we're going to go on. Liam wants to go on Rudy's Rapid Transit after this that simulate what it's like for you on Christmas night. And so as we're doing that, I'm thinking, you know, we're going up and down the ride, and you're dropping, and you have this, you know, this feeling in your stomach, and you kind of giggle a little bit, and like you go down the chimney. Well, at your age, you still get that type of sensation, or is it something that has, you know, as you've done this over and over again, it's just become routine?
Oh, hey, going up and down like that, it tickles your stomach a little bit every time, Liam. Oh, yeah, I get to chuckling when I get up and down there, and I have to do a little ho-ho-hoing because it does. It still tickles, old buddy. And going on the roller coaster, that's just like going in the sleigh, up and down and around. Oh, boy, but it's fun. It is fun.
Anything else?
What's your favorite milk?
Well, you know, I sort of like just plain old white milk. What's your favorite? I mean, I like chocolate milk, and I like all sorts of milk, but what's your favorite?
Chocolate and strawberry.
Aha! Oh, boy, that sounds pretty good. I'd like a glass right now, little buddy.
So my question is about Santa in popular culture. Actually, I have a number of questions here, but we'll try to limit it to two. Because I know you're short for time. This is a busy time of the year. The first one is Brennan, my other son, who had a request. He wasn't here, but he wanted to make sure that you knew that he wanted Timmy the Stuffed Sheep from Shaun the Sheep. So we're good with that, okay?
Yeah, that's a good one to get. That's getting pretty popular now, so I think I can surprise Brennan with that, okay?
All right, good. We got that out of the way. The other thing, though, is Brennan and I were watching the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that work.
I am. I've seen that. I've watched it myself.
Yep. So it's a good movie. But there's certain things that come about in, you know, movies or TV shows. Like Brennan, you know, thinks that Santa's sleigh, because of the movie, is now powered by, you know, not just the reindeer, but it's also powered by, you know, an engine of some sort that helps it to fly. So are some of these things, like, you know, they kind of make it up to make the movie more interesting, or is the sleigh actually powered now by equipment that allows for it to fly faster?
Well, we've added a little to the movies, but oh yeah, we have to have things to make it go a little faster and keep it upright, you know, because the reindeer pull it straight. But oh yeah, we have a few things we've had to add the scientific part of it, but we've kept right up on it, so we can go pretty good.
How about, you know, Santa, there's so much liberty taken with you in regards to, you know, copyright law. Like, you know, usually people have the ability to, if somebody were to use my likeness or Jim, the reindeer flight coordinator's likeness or voice, without his express written approval, you know, he would be able to, you know, perhaps render a lawsuit or something of that nature, or an injunction to stop them from doing so. But you are very lenient. Like, you go from everything from people using your likeness to selling used cars to movies to just about everything. And what's your philosophy around? You know, we all have heard about mall Santas and things of that nature. What's your philosophy around the over Santaization that takes place in society? Are you cool with it? Does it add to your, you know, as some people will say, there's no such thing as bad publicity?
Well, everybody sort of thinks Santa's a really good guy and stuff, so we try to let everybody do what they want to. You know, Santa's well known for being a nice guy and giving and delivering presents and stuff, but we try to make everybody, I let everybody sort of imitate me when they want to. Most of it's always for the good, so that's the good part.
Is President Trump on the naughty list this year?
Well, he's making it pretty. President Trump's got a... He better start behaving a little better. Let's put it that way.
But as you mentioned last time, like, it's tough to make the naughty list. Like, it's really, really tough to make the naughty list. And I think one of the most important parts of life, whether it's with political figures or whomever, is trying to do better. And that's one of the great things about you, I think, is that there's the feeling of redemption that occurs, not with Santa Claus or with the real reason for the holiday. That is pretty special.
Oh yeah, you've got to be really, really bad to make the real naughty list. You know, there's a lot of you can be misbehave a little bit and stuff, but there's a lot of crazy people. So we try to make everybody. You got to be really bad, Liam, to make the naughty list.
That's Santa Claus joining us here at Santa's Village. It is the most wonderful time of the year as we get ready for Christmas 2017. And I'm curious as to your relationship with Santa's Village, where you have obviously been here for many years. It gives people in New Hampshire and across the region an opportunity to see you, make the requests for presents and such in person. What do you enjoy most about being here at Santa's Village?
Well, I like getting to talk to all the kids, and when they tell me what they want for Christmas and the happiness and the sparkle in their eyes, especially when I can get what they want most of the time. There's a lot of times I can't, but as long as you try to make everybody happy, Liam, and try to do the best you can and make all the kids happy, it's a great feeling, little buddy.
So, In concluding, we've talked a lot about how things have changed over the last number of years in regards to technology and trying to keep up with things. And I'll find a lot of times parents or grandparents will have difficulty in adjusting to technology. Now, are you a 2G Santa in a 4G world, or are you down with what's going on in regards to technology?
Boy, all the electronics and stuff are kind of hard to keep up with, to be honest with you. And that's where it's hard, because a lot of the kids want all the stuff, and it's pretty expensive and hard to make and stuff. So Santa tries to keep up, but he's not really good into the big technology.
Do you have any sort of a budget, or do you? It seems like you kind of can do whatever the heck you want. I mean, I don't know how this all works, to be quite honest with you. I mean, a lot of times, you see entities like this, and there'll be various investigations that go on into determining exactly how things work. But how do you do all this, buddy?
Well, I've got a little secret help, but I try to make everybody happy. But there's a certain amount you just can't do for people. So we try to do the best we can. But every once in a while, I've got to ask for a little secret help there. And a lot of times they help me out pretty regular.
You wearing L.L. Bean today, Ralph Lauren? What's the who's your stylist?
Well, this is a regular old Mrs. Claus, and my tailor back at the North Pole made my outfit.
Nice. So, final thing, what is the message that you have for folks this time of year? In your view, I mean, what is Christmas? What does Christmas mean, and what is your message for everyone?
Well, you want to be kind, honest, and be happy and enjoy life the best you can.
That is Santa here at Santa's Village. As always, appreciate you making some time for us, and Merry Christmas to you. Mrs. Claus, we never see Mrs. Claus. Where is she here today?
She's here. She's out in the front room greeting everybody. She's before they come in to see me, she gets to talk to them, and hot cider too, Liam.
I got a lot of questions for her about you.
Oh, she make sure they're good questions, because she'll answer them right, Liam, old buddy.
That is Santa Claus here at Santa's Village. I want to thank everyone for having us here once again. It is a real special place in New Hampshire, and Christmas time is the best time of year to come to Santa's Village. And you could also come on New Year's as well, New Year's Eve. Visit the website, santasvillage.com, for more information in regards to that. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for New Hampshire Now, where this hour of the program is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show presented by New England College.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now on WKXL.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's made
get it.